Rise up now, feel the fire. Marching hearts, our will won't tire. This is your daily wartime update. Hold the line, don't break.
Victory is ours to make. But it's not associated with the creators and not affiliated with Arrowhead Game Studios in any way. All characters, sounds, and music are original to this podcast.
Today's broadcast covers major victories, tactical redeployments, and urgent battlefront developments. Hadar and Jimma have fallen and risen again under the might of the Helldivers. Meanwhile, Akinar Secundus stands as our last line of defense against the Illuminate sabotage. If it falls, FRV production halts, and the Terminids gain another deadly advantage. Stay tuned for expert warfront analysis, breaking news from SE Command, and real-time combat reports. The war doesn't stop, and neither do we. Let's start with the good news. Hadar is ours. After a brutal campaign against the Voteless, our Helldivers crushed the enemy forces, leaving 81,600 troops ready to reinforce Finnir III, where the Terminid menace continues to grow. Next up, Jimma. A blood-soaked battleground no more. After fierce combat, Helldivers successfully liberated Jimma, pushing back the Voteless insurgents and leaving 87,621 troops poised for redeployment. SE Command's next target is clear. Finnir III must hold. However, it's not all victories. Akinar Secundus is now under siege by the Illuminate, and this is no ordinary assault. If our defense factory hub falls, Fast Reconnaissance Vehicle, FRV, production will be crippled, and thousands of colonists risk abduction or death. This is more than a battle. It's a fight for the tools we need to win the war. We'll be right back with the tech and tactical briefing with Penny after this announcement.
In the distant reaches of Super Earth's war-torn colonies, legends are forged in blood and fire. They thought the horrors of the past were buried.
20 years later, and it still sticks to your bones like a chill that never really goes away.
Blood-soaked memories carved in sand. Heroes rise, but few still stand. Faces fade, but deeds remain. Silent echoes call through pain.
But some battles never truly end.
All right, listen up.
Helldivers Radio presents the next gripping chapter in the epic saga, Halloween Offensive.
However, let's not assume these bugs will react the same to sound as they have in the past.
Episode 2. Where memories of survival clash with the cost of war. Secrets are unveiled. Fates are sealed. Join Mr. Stone as he revisits the past he can't escape.
Prepare for the fight that never ended.
Trust is fragile.
Episode 2 of Halloween comes soon.
Lies. Inevitable. Don't miss the broadcast that was never meant to be heard.
And most plans go to hell anyway. Now's the time for anyone to speak up.
Episode 2 of Halloween Offensive, releasing this Friday on all platforms where you listen to Helldivers Radio. Prepare to tune in, if you dare.
Thanks, Joe. Today's tech and tactical briefing comes with major upgrades straight from Stahl Arms, authorized by SE Command. Effective immediately, Helldivers now have access to 6 new combat items, including 2 advanced weapons, an adaptive armor set, and 3 enhanced combat stratagems. Let's break them down. First, the H-49 Reaver shotgun, built for close quarters combat, ideal against Illuminate ambush teams. Next, the M-75 Forge rifle offers selective fire modes and thermal optics, perfect for counter-cloaking operations in urban warfare. The Defiant's adaptive armor set features ballistic protection, EMP shielding, and enhanced mobility, designed for environments like Akinar Shnundas, where speed and resilience could be the difference between victory and defeat. Helldivers now have access to the Shock Beacon EMP for disabling cloak tech, the Sentry Overwatch MK2 auto turret for sustained suppression, and the Restorative Field Pod offering advanced combat nanite healing. Equip these for maximum battlefield impact. Commanders, deploy these upgrades now. If Akinar Shnundas falls, FRV production halts, and so does our urban combat edge. Stay sharp, stay ready.
Welcome back to GNR 107's Frontline Report. This is Bulldog, and today I'm joined by 2 sharp minds from the war room. Lieutenant Elias Voss, SEAF Tactical Planner, and Dr. Miranda Keene, Military Historian. Let's dig into what happened on Gemma, Hadar, and the brewing firestorm at Akinar Shnundas. Gemma was a nightmare. Voteless insurgents fought like cornered animals. That colony burned for days before we finally crushed them. Lieutenant Voss, tactically, what was SC Command's strategy there?
Gemma's urban sprawl made conventional tactics impossible. We ordered a 3-pronged assault using armored infantry columns supported by orbital strikes. The Voteless forced us into brutal house-to-house combat. But their lack of centralized command ultimately broke them.
Still, that strategy came at a high cost. Over 25,000 Helldivers were killed in urban close quarters combat, a deployment that some in the Ministry of Defense called recklessly aggressive. Did SE Command underestimate the Voteless's numbers?
We expected heavy resistance, but didn't anticipate how entrenched they were. However, securing Gemma's transport hub was critical. If we delayed, the Voteless could have reinforced Fenrir 3, turning that war zone into another lost cause.
And speaking of Fenrir 3, 81,600 surviving Helldivers from Hadar are being redeployed there as we speak. That sector's overrun with Terminants. A whole different kind of nightmare.
Historically, Terminid campaigns tend to stretch into grueling long-term engagements. If Hadar's troops are funneled into Fenrir 3 without adequate support, we might just be delaying an inevitable collapse.
Our reinforcement doctrine prioritizes armor and artillery. Terminids may have numbers, but precision airstrikes and orbital bombardments are already scheduled. Fenrir 3 is no fallback position. It's a kill zone waiting to happen.
That brings us to the biggest threat today. Akinar Shnundas. Illuminate forces hit fast and hard, threatening one of our most important defense factory hubs. If we lose FRV production, Super Earth's entire urban combat capability will be crippled.
It's a worst-case scenario. Losing FRV production could cripple our war effort on multiple fronts. Not just against the Illuminate, but against the Terminids and Voteless. The Ministry of War needs to prioritize colony defense protocols to avoid a cascade failure.
We're not losing Akinar Shnundas. Our mobile artillery battalions are already in place, and air superiority fighters are running full suppression sweeps. The FRV production lines will stay operational, if our Helldivers hold the line.
Let's make one thing clear. Akinar Shnundas isn't just another battleground. It's the line between victory and logistical collapse. Fight hard, Helldivers, because if you break, we all lose. This is Bulldog wrapping up today's Frontline Report. Thanks to Lieutenant Elias Voss and Dr. Miranda Keene for your sharp insights. Stay vigilant. Fight true. We'll see you on the next warfront.
As we close tonight's broadcast, remember, victory isn't free, but defeat is permanent. The war against the Illuminate, Terminids, and Automatons rages on, but Super-Earth prevails. These are the worlds that are currently occupied. Listen carefully if you are currently deploying.
Illuminate currently holds Akernar Secundus. Automatons occupy Shelt, Vog Sojoth, Aurora Bay, Martele, Mastia, Vernon Wells, Menkent, Chort Bay, Tarsh Klassa, Zephia, Acer Pass, Penta, and Yed Prior. The Terminids currently hold Fenrir 3, Gar Haran, Gatria, Parshan, Pandion 24, Gokrux, and Socorro 3.
Helldivers, these worlds need you now. Deploy, fight, take back what's ours. Stand by. This just in. Akernar Secundus has been successfully defended. The remaining 119,951 troops ready for deployment. Not all endings are good endings. SE Command has confirmed that Fenrir 3 could not be defended. The Terminids have overtaken key sectors, and liberation efforts must begin immediately. This is Joe Turner, signing off from GNR 107's Daily Wartime Update. Stay sharp, stay vigilant. Good hunting, Helldivers.
Victory's ours to make. Raise heads high, we'll fight strong through storm and sky.
Dum 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 dum.
Liberty calls, answer the fight. Pull the line through day and night. Dum 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 dum. They stole our voice, they took our home, crushed our dreams, turned hearts to stone. Break the chain, shatter control.
Show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound, not original to the podcast, is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.